So, Danny, first of all, then, team news wise.
Have you been away?
Have I been away?
Yeah. It's tanned, isn't it?
Tanned.
Just,
it's early morning.
It's early morning.
It's the bags under
away,
the eyes. Yeah.
I heard it.
Casa del Wood seats, yeah. Right then. So, team news wise, Chris O'Grady, how's he?
He's trained a bit this morning, quite honestly, which is a bit of a surprise for us all. Whether or not we can risk it or not, we'll assess him again tomorrow. A little bit closer to the game will give us a better indication as to whether or not he's completely pain-free and no reaction. So, but it's good news that he is actually back on the training ground.
Because as you will be aware, he's obviously proven a huge player for this team this season, very much the fulcrum of the attack.
Well, he has, yeah, and you know his goals obviously is up there with as a top scorer. So when he's not in the side, you take a bit of a threat away. But we're hoping he'll be available. Like I say, if he is, it'll be a massive bonus going into a big game like this.
Is everybody else okay?
We seem to be okay. Yeah, it seems all right. You know, we still got a problem with Luke Steele, unfortunately, and young Digby is unfortunately he's got a little bit of a stomach strain. But apart from that, we'll look okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So Lewin Nyatanga's getting his feet further under the table after all his problems then?
Yes, he's trained today, trained very well, I have to say, you know. So it's lovely, isn't it? You know, it gives a little bit of a problem in selecting a balanced team. But he's saying that when players are putting themselves forward like they have, you know, it's got to be good for the side and good for the club. So the more the merrier, you know. Let's hope by the time Saturday comes we've got one or two other acquisitions into the squad as well.
Such as what? How? Injury-wise or other?
Yes, injury-wise more than anything, yeah. As I said before, you know, you've got to go into the bull by the horns now. You know, we don't have a settling in period. I certainly don't. You know, I've just got to get on with it. And unfortunately, there'll be one or two decisions that get wrong, and there'll be one or two decisions that players may like or may not like, but that's the way it goes. You know, I think as I said before, we don't have the pleasure of being able to sit for a few weeks in pre-season and learn people's foibles or strengths. You know, it's important just to get on with it, and that's where Mickey Mellon and the rest of the staff have come in handy. You know, they've directed me in certain areas in certain ways, and obviously knowing one or two of the players as I do anyway. But it's all good information.
So, has everybody got that proverbial clean slate? Then you've no preconceived ideas about where people are going to fit in.
I don't think it can be a clean slate, no, because we don't have the time. You know, the lads have to get into their mind straight away. We've got a big derby game on Saturday, and impressing me in training is not really what I'm looking for. It's impressing me in the games, you know, where the place that matters. I think it's important that, yes, they do train correctly and professionally, which they have done and brilliantly, you know, but Saturday will be the big test, you know, and see how they respond in a big game like that.
But your first impressions of what you've got and what you've walked into then?
Very good, I have to say. I think the groups responded really well. You know, to change over, it's never easy. You know, and slightly different ideas come into it. You know, I'm not saying there's confusion as such, but there's a little bit of getting used to. But then again, that's where they come into it. They have to respond quickly. You know, and hopefully, like I say, if we can get one or two little ideas over it that may help them on Saturday, then that's a big bonus.
When does it come down to? Because you've got so much planning to do in such a short space of time about making decisions about loan players. There are obviously a few here who've been very much part of the team for the last few months.
Yes, I mean, you've got to utilise all the players that's available to you, you know, but like I said before, you know, there'll be decisions being made which people might find a bit strange at times, but you know, it's going to be for the good of the team. But the loan players are part of the squad. You know, they've done very well in most cases, I would say, so they have to be considered like anybody else, you know. You know, we've got three games before we get into January. And those three games may tell us a great deal about the squad that we have.
You're obviously appointed just a short time ago. It's only a few days before the Leeds game. What can you do then to try and get the team on track and try and ignite a semblance of form?
Well, I said to the boys before when I first came in that there's not a great deal wrong. You know, there's always fine lines between, you know, getting results and not, and you know, missing the chance in front of the goal or tripping over the ball at the back, whatever it may be. And there are always small, aren't there? Very fine lines. And I think, you know, if you can start eliminating one or two of those things, that's great. I mean, I've speaking to the lads, I just said, you know, that if you look at the goal difference, you know, the for and against columns, if we can start squeezing that a bit tighter, they'll be halfway up the league. You know, because that's what it is. It's about, you know, not opening himself up too much, not being too easy to score against, making himself, you know, more difficult. an organisation. You know, that's what it is. And, you know, not doing it for 20 minutes or 60 minutes. You've got to go through the whole 90, 95 minutes to do it. And it's difficult sometimes, particularly if you're under a bit of pressure. But we have the ability not only to do that, but also get on the ball as well and cause problems. So, you know, to marry those both together, we have to make sure that we get the balance correct. And as I say, that's hopefully the difference we'll make in the next few days.
Do you feel this squad, as is capable of staying up?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, listen, you know, people might say, you know, they look around and say, well, we've got no chance and this, that and the other, but I certainly not come here thinking of flogging a dead horse, that's for sure. Far from it. I've seen enough in today's training and also the games that I've watched in DVD that they've got a great talent here, you know, and it is sometimes it's a little bit of confidence here and there, a little bit of a new voice may help it, maybe spotting one or two things that, you know, that may have gone unnoticed. Players who don't expect to play every week might be playing every week and vice versa, you know, and there's no guarantees. And I think that's what it may happen, you know, it might just need freshening up a little bit in certain areas.
How, in terms of ambition then, because over the course of the past few years, success has been perceived in staying up. Can Barnsley go on and achieve more than that, do you think?
Well, listen, it's too soon to say, isn't it? Let's get this out of the way first and try and stay up at this stage, because at this moment that's what the expectation would be. You know, at the beginning of the season, I think everybody has ambitions, don't they? You know, to be challenging at the top. Players will always dictate that. I think your finances will dictate that. But as I said the other day, sometimes it's not always about money. You know, it's not always about the top squads with the best players are the ones who are all successful. As we know through experience, it doesn't always happen that way. And that's what we have to believe. But, you know, that's a little bit further down the line at the moment. It's not really our focus now. We've got to go to Leeds and come away with a very good result. We're going to go in very positively. We're going to go in with a real ambition to win the game. There's going to be times when we have to be really resolute and defend, you know, thoroughly and properly and put bodies online. We'll do that. I hope we'll do that, because that's when you get results of big games like this. But anything can happen in these games, can't they?
So what do you make of them then as a side right now? Because they have been in excellent form of the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes, they're hitting them at a very good time in their eyes, aren't we? You know, the form's good for them. The home form's very good. And a very passionate crowd. We've all been there before, haven't we? We've all had it before, and the players who will be playing tomorrow will, I'm sure, no doubt, a lot of them have been in that situation before. It guarantees you nothing. You know, if we're prepared to go toe-to-toe with people and be brave and be strong and have ambition, we can cause big problems there, and I'm very confident we can do that. But it'd be a tough game, you know. But listen, you can go through any team in the championship, and you just say, "Crikey, not another one." You know, next week you'll be interviewing me, hopefully, if I'm still here. Bolton, and asking, I'll tell you the same question. It'll be the same, you know. That it will be tough, you know. There's some very, very good teams in this league. You know, and you can't give an inch to any of them. But we'll wait and see. Like I said, the big one first and foremost is Leeds.
Well, that's kind of true, isn't it? And there's lots of local rivalries around here, as you will obviously know very well indeed. But for Barnsley, the Leeds game is the one they all want to win.
It is, yeah, of course it is. You know, and I think over a period of time, we've done okay there as well. You know, so they'll have one eye on us as well. Let's be quite honest. I don't think for one minute that Brian will underestimate, you know, the lads here, irrespective of the position in the league. You know, the form will not say a great deal about the early exchanges. You know, they'll be tough and they'll be frantic. I would think so in a derby game like this. So I think Brian will understand, you know, what we have available to us in our locker that could cause him a problem, you know. So I think there'd be a lot of respect there, and certainly from our point to them, you know. But at the same time, like I said before, it's focusing about us, you know, and how we go about our business, trying to win the game, you know, not trying to go there and soak up 89 minutes of pressure. You know, we want to go there and really have a good go and see if we can get a nose in front and see how they respond to that.
So I know you've alluded to this in part as well. I mean, this is a great game to have, no extra motivation needed. It's not something that you perhaps need to sell to the players as well. It's one of those games that they all want to win. If Jim O'Brien's recent comments are anything to go by, he wants to beat Leeds pretty well as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, it's you know, if Jim's right in what he says, you know, that and it goes throughout the dressing room, of course it does. You know, but as I said many times before, the games, you can talk a lot about them. You can dress them up as much as you like. You know, when that first whistle goes, then we'll see them if we're ready for it. You know, that's going to be the acid test. Sitting back and looking at it at the moment, I think we're very much up for it, and the lads are really looking forward to the challenge. The fans going down there, they'll not be quiet. I know that. You know, they'll make themselves heard, and they'll give great support to the players as well, and that will be a big bonus for us.
How much has this move to Barnsley perhaps enthused you? Because obviously 8 months out, you've had an 8 month break from the game, and how much has it raised your enthusiasm to be back here at Barnsley?
I don't think my enthusiasm's ever waned. You know, I think I've always believed in my ability to manage and what have you. When you're not in the game, you just take that time out. You hopefully, you know, and get refreshed, but certainly keep your eye on the football matters that's going on around you and games and whatever. I've done that all the time. You know, watch games, etc. But there's nothing like being involved in it. You know that, and to come back at this stage now, it's absolutely fabulous. I am really looking forward to the challenge in front of us. You know, because we're written off, you know, in people's eyes because of the position that we're in. But we know in reality that at this stage of the season that you can't write anybody off and you can't tip anybody for the title. You know, because there's so much football in front of us, and if we can get a bit of momentum with us, then I'll be more than pleased with that.
Clearly this was the best opportunity for you, otherwise you wouldn't have taken it. But from a media point of view, you've been linked with various different jobs in the past few months. Have you been tempted at all prior to Barnsley's interest in you?
I don't know if tempting's the right word, but through courtesy, I've spoke to other clubs, yeah. You know, and it's not been quite right. But at the same time, you know, when they came knocking on the door, Barnsley, I don't think there was any decision to be made. You know, it just seems... I don't know, a bit ironic, I suppose, that I'll be back here. But certainly, you know, it's just an area where I just feel so comfortable, you know, and the people that are around us, although there's not a lot of people left that was here before, the atmosphere's still the same, and the club's the same, and the fans are the same, and the passion's still there. And you can feel all that straight away. So I've got, you know, I didn't have any thoughts at all, any second thoughts or third thoughts or anything. There was, once it knocked on the door, it was, you know, whatever was going to be offered was going to be agreed.
Because it seems kind of unusual that there are a few moans and groans about a managerial appointment, but this one seems universally to be welcome from the fan base. How important is that to you?
I don't know about universal, but listen, I know everybody's trying to make a deal about this one, and that's fair enough. But really, when it all comes down to be where they support the players, you know, when they get out on the pitch, you know, we know what Oakwell's like, and two home games coming after this weekend. You know, they will be pivotal in how we push on. And I've got no doubts in my mind it'll be absolutely brilliant atmosphere out there. Because that's what it's about. It's about the fans getting behind the players. And, you know, from the touchline, I wish I could score a goal, but I can't. Well, I couldn't score anyway, but I wish I could. But
yeah.
But if you know in the context I'm trying to say, you know, the players are the ones who will... will formulate wins and what have you. So, you know, it's just hopeful that, you know, hopefully this is a real positive time now at the club, and they can get really behind the players and push us up the league.